Smartphones, médias sociaux et Internet sont aujourd'hui devenus des moyens de communication incontournables de notre quotidien. En Australie, au moins 12 millions de personnes ont un smartphone et presque 14 millions ont un compte Facebook. Cette hypercommunication nous a amenés à trop souvent partager nos informations personnelles et pour les experts, le concept de vie privée appartient maintenant au passé. J'aime, publier, partager, rechercher font partie des fonctionnalités les plus connues des 14 millions d'utilisateurs Facebook en Australie. Léonie Smith, spécialiste de la confidentialité en ligne et gérante du site internet Cyber Safety Lady, explique que partager trop d'informations peut souvent avoir des conséquences dramatiques.
People are unaware that through using social media, they can be at risk of identity theft, of being scammed through scammers collecting enough personal information about their online profiles to be able to send them very realistic messages and emails to get them to click on a link, basically, so that they will, you know, download viruses onto their computer where they can steal from them. That is one of the things that people really need to be aware of. What you share online, even if it's what institutions you frequent, what things you like, can be used to personalize scams.
Nigel Fair, expert en cybercrime à l'université de Canberra, pense que souvent, la plupart des gens partagent des informations parfois trop confidentielles qui peuvent nuire à leur quotidien.
People need to be a lot smarter and a lot more secure in the online environment. And just like we're quite well organized when we walk down the street and aware of our physical security and our surroundings, we need to do the same when we're online. So that includes being wary of the websites you go to, the sorts of personal information you enter in, being aware of having your social media settings really tightened down so that only those that you allow, your closest friends, can see your personal details.
Pour lui, la confidentialité peut exister dans le monde numérique tant que certaines garanties sont mises en place.
It all depends on the type of device and what you're doing with it. For example, if you've got a laptop, desktop or something, logically you should have some sort of security package from one of the main antivirus, etc. vendors to give you some level of protection. If you're using a mobile device, for example, you should be really wary when using public Wi-Fi. Anyone could be eavesdropping on your Wi-Fi session, and it's great to use those instances to do a bit of web surfing, maybe look up a local restaurant, for example, or something similar, but you shouldn't be using any website that requires credentials, such as online banking.
Par contre, Léonie Smith pense que la vie privée en ligne est impossible.
I think it's very wise to be careful about what we share of a personal nature and to archive it or take it down after it has been shared every now and then so that content about yourself doesn't live forever online. You need to understand exactly what options you have for privacy with all your online posts and interactions, and that can be quite difficult because a lot of the privacy settings for these social media accounts aren't apparently obvious.
Aujourd'hui, le cœur du problème n'est plus l'arnaque ou le vol d'identité, mais les informations et les photos que l'on partage tous les jours sur nos profils et qui peuvent affecter notre employabilité.
Almost 100% of people that are employing are having a look on social media, on Google, to find out publicly what your reputation could be. And they will make a decision about hiring you on many different things. And some people will think that's being judgmental and that's a bad thing. But you have to be very, very conscious of what you're sharing online for ordinary people as well as celebrities.
Au-delà des informations personnelles que nous partageons sur Internet, Léonie Smith pense que l'on devrait aussi demander la permission d'identifier les photos des autres avant de les partager.
Nowadays, people are taking photos of things and other people's children, and uploading them in seconds to social media without asking anybody whether they're comfortable with that. And we cannot assume that other people will be comfortable with that for a number of reasons. Some families are concerned about social media and about having photos of their kids online for privacy issues, for security issues. They may be in an acrimonious dispute with another family member and they don't want that family member knowing where they are with their child. There's all sorts of different reasons.
Melba McGinson, directrice exécutive des Victorian Immigrant and Refugee Women's Coalition, explique que de plus en plus de femmes victimes de violences utilisent les médias sociaux pour dénoncer leur agresseur.
It's now a common thing because everyone has access to mobile phones and Facebook. Yeah, in effect, you know, it's a complete abuse of the women's rights when after, apart from verbal and physical abuse, they will still continue abusing them using social media.
Elle fait référence ici aux commentaires insultants publiés sur le profil Facebook d'une victime qui pourrait être évité en renforçant les paramètres de confidentialité.
When you are in a difficult situation, you actually don't think about covering up on all those aspects, especially if you've been, you know, emotionally battered for quite some time. You sometimes lose that bearing that will make you actually anticipate what may protect or not protect you.
Pour Nigel Fair, nous ne devrions en aucun cas partager notre localisation exacte.
There's a number of scenarios that play out when people do status updates. And firstly is geolocation. When you start looking at criminals, however, they'll also look at the geolocation sites. And if you put this great photo that you're on holidays in Europe, they'll pretty much know that you're not at home. And if they can work out where you live through other means, then they'll know it's pretty easy pickings to do a burglary, for example.
Alors, pour protéger un peu plus notre vie privée, Léonie Smith affirme que nous devrions réévaluer régulièrement nos paramètres de confidentialité et aussi changer notre façon de partager nos informations personnelles en ligne.
It will take time for people who are new to social media to learn to change their behavior and to be wary of sharing absolutely every detail about their life and posting without thinking about how it appears to other people and being much more aware of the fact that when people want to find out about you, how easy it can be.
Marie Morel, SBS French.